The latest Pew study shows religious restrictions are at the highest level since 2007. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. That study also shows that following Jesus is a high-risk commitment for 83% of the world's population. Joe Hanley leads Asian Access, a ministry that helps to develop Christian leaders throughout Asia. The ministry also helps believers overcome the legal and social oppression studied by Pew Research.
If you're a follower of Christ and you're listening to the radio station today, please come help us. You can pray, you can give, and speak on behalf of the persecuted church.
We're moving now to Nigeria, which has outranked India with the highest number of people in poverty. World Mission's Greg Kelly says the national church is discouraged.
When the church is weak, spiritually speaking, it's non-missional. It's not going to be concerned about outreach. What you unfortunately find in the church in Nigeria in the South is there's just not an appetite. There's not an interest to be missional and to go out into the northern part because literally it's an issue of fear. There's so many stories of Christians being persecuted, being targeted.
And finally, a ministry partner of World Missionary Press recently entered a Liberian community and shared the gospel with a greatly feared local spiritual leader known as the devil. But soon after, this man gave his life to Jesus. Helen Williams of WMP says the story is an example of just how powerful God's word is.
We're going to be providing 1,000 French New Testaments for this ministry. As soon as we get them printed, they really need to get the New Testaments in, so we would ask for prayer for that.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.